Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Dr. Ashley Giancola with Gleason Family Chiropractic. How long has it been in business and where are you located?
So I've been in practice for 9 years, and my practice location is in Amherst. I'm on the corner of North French and Sweet Home.
And I understand there might be a little transition with where that practice is going, correct? Is that like a couple months, a year or two?
Yep.
Or?
So we're looking about March, April time to move the practice into a separate location that's a little bit larger so it can be able to handle all the families that I see.
Gotcha. And we'll throw out the website right now and then remind you later on. GleasonChiropractic.com, you say. And that would be the place for checking in and making sure that the move hasn't already occurred.
That's correct.
How many people work with? How many employees?
So it's myself, and I have one other employee.
And I think people have a pretty decent general understanding of chiropractic, but the practice in general does what?
So chiropractic's main focus is getting the brain to be able to communicate to the rest of the body. And what houses the brain is in the spinal cord is the spine. So we make sure that the spine is free and that it's able to move and work correctly so the brain can freely be able to talk to the rest of the body. I love to use analogies. So the best analogy I always like to use is it's like your Wi-Fi. If the Wi-Fi is not quite right there, you know, you're trying to reload your cell phone page and it's not working and you can't quite get there. If there's a subluxation in the body, if the spine's twisted and turned, your brain can't quite tell that nerve exactly how to work. So my job is to push the bones back into alignment so the body can talk to each other or get that Wi-Fi working again so you're at a faster, quicker speed and everything can work better.
Right. And as we talked off air, but I wanted to bring this into the discussion, a lot of people's perceptions of the chiropractic practice have certainly changed over the course of years. I remember, you know, that the word quack was thrown out there. But definitely sounds like there is a sound medical basis and reasoning behind what you do.
Definitely. So the practice, chiropractic was founded back in 1895, and definitely back then it was considered, you know, quackery, and chiropractors were thrown into jail and, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff. But there's been since a ton of science, a ton of research done to prove the effectiveness of chiropractic and where it's at now. So that's definitely helped kind of open people's eyes to understand that it's not quackery and that we really are helping the body be able to talk better to itself.
And more specifically, your practice actually deals with areas you wouldn't consider that would have chiropractic work done. Pregnancy, people who are pregnant, and pediatric patients as well.
Yes, that's correct. So a lot of pregnancy, I don't know if you know anyone that's been pregnant, but most of them usually complain about their low back pain, sciatic nerve. So the hips can be off of alignment as their body is preparing for the baby. They can widen. They can become offset a little bit. It can put some pressure on the nerves and also on the tissues and the uterus that's holding the baby. So just very simple, gentle adjustments really helps to open up the hips. It helps to make sure that the baby has enough room to be able to go into the correct position. And then same with pediatrics. You know, just a normal natural delivery puts, you know, anywhere from 30 to 60 pounds of pressure on their neck. And so that can lead to issues like colic, acid reflux, not being able to latch. So again, just very, very gentle adjustments on babies is enough to kind of help get the spine working better, get the brain communicating better, and then they end up feeling better.
And what you just brought up is kind of puzzling to me because certainly I have no medical background, but the fact that we know, and you're stating for a fact, that you know that like things like colic and other problems develop because of neck problems.
That's exactly it. So a lot of, again, the bottom part of your brain sits at between your first two vertebrae in your neck, and then the nerves and spinal cord all exit through there. So if that's twisted and turned, it's just putting enough pressure on those nerves where it can't work, which then it can't tell the stomach exactly how to digest. It can't tell, you know, oftentimes colic is a baby's in pain. and they can't quite communicate it any other way besides crying. So, you know, if we can take that pain away and get the spine aligned, oftentimes that's enough to, you know, help the baby, and the baby will stop crying or stop the colic from happening. So we don't necessarily treat colic or treat, you know, that sort of stuff, but just really focusing on getting that spine aligned and taking pressure off the nervous system so the body can work how it was meant to work.
Right. And I hope that the people out there listening understand the difference there. Right. It's not like you're figuring out how to do the treatment, but you're working at something that alleviates the symptoms that create that condition.
Yep.
Along with that, I'm curious as to why someone like you would choose this as a profession. Was this something you always had an interest in?
So I started to get interested in it when I was in high school. I was a cheerleader in high school, and I had really bad low back pain. So I ended up seeing a chiropractor just for that reason. And within the first two visits, I fell in love with the profession. I really wanted to help people, and I wanted to do it naturally. I'm just terrified of needles, as it is. So I knew I couldn't get more into, you know, a PA or a doctor or anything of that sort, because I was like, I can't. I have to stay far away from needles. So I wanted to help people naturally. And so when I saw it, the effects it had on me, I really just said, this is it. This is, you know, it made so much sense to me. I actually ended up being a receptionist at that office for a few years and fell in love with it even more, seeing people walk in the office and seeing how many different lives it's changed just by helping them work better and feel better. So I fell in love with it at, thankfully, a young age. I knew what I wanted to do at 15 and went straight to chiropractic school and got my degree at 24. Yeah.
A rarity, because most people that young have no idea what they're going to do. I was one of those. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're speaking with Dr. Ashley Giancola with Gleason Family Chiropractic. What is the course of study like? How long does it take to learn the things you need to learn?
So I did 4 years of undergrad at Brockport, and I just did it in health science and got my degree with that. And I did a lot of prereqs in the meantime. And then I went to school at Palmer, which was in Iowa. It was a school that founded chiropractic, so I knew if I was continuing on, I'm going to the best of the best there. So I went to Palmer in Iowa. I was there for 3.5 years, and it was 32 credit hours a semester. So it was, they threw it on us.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an awful heavy load, that's for sure.
It sure is. Yep, so it about 7.5 years.
Wow. Yep. So the appointment itself, kind of like a consultation first. You don't actually physically do anything with a patient first time in, do you?
I do not. So that's something that sets me apart from some other practices, is that I have x-rays that are within my office. So not children and not pregnant women, I don't take them on. But an adult 18 and older, I will take x-rays in-house on the first visit. I do a scan of their back that lets me know where inflammation's occurring within their spine. And I do an exam, a consultation. And then on their second visit is when we'll go over the x-rays, we'll go over the scan, and then that's when they'll get their first adjustment.
Certainly every patient is different, but is there a generalization you can make from a certain area where there's a problem in a person's body, like upper back, lower back?
Depending on what's going on, the x-rays kind of show me that, the scans show me that, the patient, you know, what their subjective findings are, what they're telling me is going on, I can kind of figure that out. There's a lot of different techniques to use, too. I took some extra classes to really hone in on a couple different techniques, so I'm not just using the same thing on every single person that walks through the door. I kind of custom make it to each person that walks in and to what they need at that time.
And I know it's going to vary by patient, and we can't talk about specific examples because, you know, the whole patient-doctor privilege thing.
Right.
But is there, again, a generalization you can make about, for people that you see, what is the biggest problem that you're having to try to correct?
I would say the top two are usually headaches and migraines and low back pain.
And again, curious how the headache part works, because you would think naturally – I'm guessing, again, I don't have steep medical knowledge, but I thought it had something about to do with the restriction of blood flow in the veins in the head. And then this is all interconnected with what you do then.
Yep, so that can definitely be part of it. So there's many, many reasons for headaches. So what I focus on is, again, more the structure of the spine. So if that nerve is being compressed at the top of your spine, that nerve is the nerve that goes to the head and then to the neck area. So if that's being compressed in any way, that can lead to pain in the head and neck. So that's what I focus on. Sometimes it's not chiropractic related. Sometimes it can be, you know, like you just stated, it can be blood flow related. It can be foods that they're taking and that they're having a sensitivity to. There's so many different things, but you know, as far as that, I can kind of help guide people like, okay, at this point you should be getting better if it is chiropractic related. And if it's not, then I can kind of figure out where to send them on to if it's not something chiropractic.
Having said that, is there a way then to deduce before actually physically doing something to a patient that, and you've actually had the experience where you've just said, I'm not the one to help you, this is where you need to go? Have you actually directed people that way?
I have had a few examples of that where a patient walks in and after doing a thorough exam and history, again, the x-rays, the scan, I kind of get the bigger picture and I can kind of figure out if it is something that's in my alley or not. But I've sent people on to where I felt that they needed to go for that condition.
All health insurances you deal with?
So I am an out-of-network provider. So I do not deal with insurances. I do take no-fault, and I do take workers' comp and Medicare. But some people's out-of-network benefits are still beneficial. So we'll look into that within the first phone call, and we'll figure out what their insurance will pay for and what it won't pay for, so they know before they even walk in.
And we established that you've been doing this for 9 years now.
Yep.
And the pregnancy pediatrics part, was that always a part of the practice, or is that something that's just been acquired over the last couple of years?
So that's something we kind of, all chiropractors learn that in school. We kind of get a generalization of that. Until I became pregnant myself, I kind of dove deeper into it. I realized I didn't know as much as I thought I knew. So I actually went and got a certification in with pregnancy and children, and I'm taking a lot of extra courses and classes to specialize into that a little bit more.
Yeah, still fascinated by the part that you knew at that young age and actually having had issues is what led you to that. So I don't know if there's anything more that you can add about that experience particular to you that made you decide to use this as a course career.
I think I realized at that point that there was something more going on, that it wasn't, you know, it was lasting for weeks on end. It was to the point where I was paying my brother to carry me up the stairs, and you know, as a teenager, you don't want to give anybody money.
Yeah, right.
So when you're giving it to your brother to carry upstairs, I knew something was going on. My mom was seeing a chiropractor at the time for a broken tailbone. So we just figured, let's give it a try. Let's see. And like I said, for whatever reason, it really clicked with me that day. It made sense. They showed me the whole nervous system, how the nerves are connected, where everything's connected. And I just said, I get it. This is cool. I want to do this.
I was going to say, a very good doctor, because they're led by example, giving you every bit of information you could possibly take.
Exactly, for sure.
And similar approach for you then when you deal with patients?
Yep. I'm very big in open communication with patients. I like to let them know what's happening. So I try to use a lot of layman terms. I don't try to use the medical terms because I want them to know what's going on. It's more important for them to know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it than for me to throw out, you know, the medical jargon and them being walking out of my office more confused of what just happened.
All right. So again, it's Gleason Family Chiropractic, and that is pretty much the website, GleasonChiropractic.com. Again, because the potential for transitioning from place to place, but currently you are where again?
I'm on the corner of North French and Sweet Home. There's a 7-Eleven on the corner. I'm in those brick buildings right behind there.
Yeah, know that very well.
Yep.
Well, doctor, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate getting the word out for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dr. Ashley Giancola with Gleason Family Chiropractic. Again, GleasonChiropractic.com. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.